Let's talk about that thriller on the road Friday at Grand Island Northwest. Just one heck of a football game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty much what we expected. We knew going in we were two evenly matched teams. It was kind of the deal where they made a bunch of big plays. I thought we actually played really good on defense. Offensively, we did just enough to win. And special teams, we were really good, which probably was the difference in the game.
You know, you say you played pretty well defensively. People might look at the score and, you know, judge otherwise. But you come up with four huge interceptions and none bigger than Pablo's tip pass, pick six, to pretty much wrap that thing up. How good of a night did that kid have? He was awesome.
He was all over the place. And then if you look at the last play of the game, he's the one that basically was a solo tackle on the ISO. They ran at the end of the game for when they tried to get a first down. So he sealed the deal for us. He was outstanding, and it's neat to see a kid like that who's put in his time and really hasn't got to play until this year, and he's turned into an excellent football player.
You know, and talking to Coach McClain and even Coach Hall on the post game, they said that middle linebacker spot was a spot all summer long you guys were talking about. And I mean, he just really stepped up, assumed the mantle, and, I mean, he's taken it and run with it.
He has, and it's great because if you have, you know, a weakness on defense anywhere, people are going to expose you. And right now, I don't know that we really do have a weakness on defense.
How good's Garrett playing right now?
Great. That was the best he's played against Grand Island Northwest. We mentioned that in the film study on Sunday.
That was a good football team. I mean, you could forget, and we knew that coming out of the game for sure, but some of the teams they played, their record wasn't that great. Those guys were big, fast, strong, and they had some great receivers on the outside.
Yeah, they did. It'll be interesting to see where number 80 goes. He was tremendous. He must have been 6'5", 200 pounds, could really run. They can throw it. The running back's good. They're big. They are an excellent football team.
I'm curious, have you ever felt more confident in your ability as an offense to be dual threat in how many years since, up until now? It seems like this is about the best it's been.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we're throwing the ball, and we have to throw the ball. We knew that going in. We're inexperienced up front. Enabled to compete at the highest level, we're going to have to throw it. Noah and Sebastian have both done a good job throwing the football, and we have receivers that can catch it.
Yeah, Keegan Reifschneider is an absolute just weapon for you out there. Runs good routes, has great hands, goes up and catches the ball at the highest point if he's got to. How dangerous is he?
Well, he's really dangerous. The thing about it is he's got something going for him. People are so concerned with our run. If you look out there, he's almost always single. It's almost always man-to-man with no zone over the top.
And you made a concerted effort to try to get Garrett out in a few pass routes this last week. Josiah's been in a few pass routes over the last couple of weeks. So it's not just Keegan that people have got to worry about on film and during the practice week. It's other guys also.
Oh, yeah, you have to do that. You can't just – initially we started with just Keegan, and then Coach Hall's done a great job just building on to other guys.
Well, let's get to it. The McCook Bison, it seems like, well, I know last year, same situation. They lose before they play Scott's Bluff, and I guess that just makes the Bison angry, huh?
Yeah. It's probably a broken record. You could put on what I said last year in the last 20 years. They're big. They're physical. Fast. I don't know if they're as fast as they've been in the past. And extremely well coached. As good as you can coach a team in Class B.
Yeah, and I'm sure this answer you'll give me is sort of a broken record as well. The respect level between these two staffs probably can't get any higher between you and Coach Gross and his guys.
No, I mean, I think their staff mirrors our staff. He's got a great staff, and we have all the respect for him. They play great defense. I think that's the thing probably year in and year out that separate them from most teams in Class B is they're tremendous on defense.
Watching them on film, what do you think tripped them up against York? What was the problems they ran into?
York went to a jumbo package. They put three linemen back there along with Snodgrass. He has a Wildcat quarterback, and they just kind of grinded it out and got 4 or 5 yards of crack. And York is huge. They're an outstanding Class B team.
I know Schlager hasn't played a ton early this year. That's kind of Coach Gross's M.O. If he's banged up just a little bit, he wants him. It almost seems like he just wants him good and healthy for a couple of different regular season games and down the stretch and ready to roll in the playoffs.
Yeah, but as a coach, I'm sure, and he would tell you that too, I don't really know if you can plan that for a kid. you get hurt when you get hurt, you get healthy when you get healthy. I don't know how healthy he is, obviously. Tremendous football player, one of the top two or three players in Class B, and he makes a difference in their team.
You know, I thought last year in this matchup, what might have been, even in a loss, the best high school, the best football game you played all year. What would you say about that?
Yeah, I thought we played really well that game. We just haven't been able to finish against McCook.
What do you think it takes to I think maybe you might be more versatile on offense than they are right now?
Yeah, we might be. I don't know. It all that will all come out in the wash on Friday. We are throwing the ball a lot better. So it's going to be paramount that we continue to throw the ball.
Yeah, because you're just not going to line up and cram it down their throats, Fred.
No, at some point we're going to have to throw. And the other thing we're going to have to do, we're going to have to win the field position battle.
Where do you think special teams are at right now? I know Caleb had a rough night starting on the PATs, but Eli came in and did a decent job after that, and he also put a few with the wind at his back into the end zone to make your opponent drive 80 on you.
Yeah, Eli has done a great job. He's really been a great surprise for us. And now he's kicking the PATs, and he's doing a good job there. We're really pleased with where we're at on specials. It's been weird, though. The last two games, people haven't kicked to us. I don't know if that's because they see Chris and Josiah or what, but I think special teams have been as good as they've been in 3 or 4 years.
And Gary's dropped a couple of deep punts in that really pinned Northwest back last week.
Yeah, we put him as a captain this week. He's our special teams captain. He was huge.
Great to get Paul back in the lineup last week. Noah was able to go the distance. So where are you at right now as far as the injuries are concerned?
We have a couple kids on concussion protocol. We'll find out middle of the week if they're ready to play or not. Besides that, we're in good shape.
And, Coach, I'll get you out of here on this one. What's it take to beat a stout foe like the Bison?
Finish drives. We have to win the field position battle through special teams, and we got to play good, solid defense.